Open up your ears and open up your mind. They'll reach into your throat and pull out your spine. And when the sun blows up and the earth is gone, there's still experience grind with Kyle and Sean.
I think it's still a viable option to expect that you can walk into a GameStop and buy a game. I think it's reasonable to expect it, but it's also logical to expect that they're going to be like exactly like what Mike said, where it's like, oh yeah, you didn't reserve one, so we don't have one. And I'm like, dude, just go to fucking Walmart.
Yeah. Or Target. I feel like this has been brought up a million times too. Like, hey, if you don't pre-order a game, you're not getting it the day that it comes out, because stores are only getting a limited quantity of physical media now because so many people are buying their stuff digitally.
Yeah, they have to pretty much guarantee that you're going to pick one up or it's just going to sit on the shelf.
Yeah, especially like a place like GameStop, where they're going to eat the cost of a lot of that stuff because it's just a different world now. Whereas if, like, everybody goes to Walmart, right? And you can, you know, I still, if I end up at a Walmart or a Target, I always check the electronics section. I always go over and browse the video games, knowing full well I haven't bought a game at a Walmart or a Target in, like, 10 years.
My sweet ass pink PlayStation 5 controller I got at Walmart or at Target in the last discount bin. Yeah, because the box was cut up, but it was completely fine. It was half off.
We have the blue one, and a purple one. For the exact same reason. They were on sale for like 35 or 40 bucks last year. Yep. And so Sarah has one hooked up to her computer right now. We have another one downstairs. We just have like every room I go into, there's a PS5 controller for no reason. Like we moved a PS5 into that room and then just like somehow left behind a controller.
Just leave them everywhere you go?
Yeah. Like she set up to play Diablo in bed the other... Oh, that's sexy. She set up to play Diablo in bed the other day. And I'm like, oh man, do you need a PS5 controller? She goes, yeah, that'd be nice. And instantaneously, I had this vision in my head of seeing her purple controller in the basement a month ago when I was doing laundry. Like, I'll be right back.
Hey, I got you.
Man. Yeah, there are some things that those stores are good for. I do like browsing onto like Target, onto their website, and just seeing what is on sale or clearance, a BOGO, if you will.
Buy one, get one. Did you see that GameStops have, like, they've brought back retro GameStops now?
That they're just opening brick and mortar retro stores.
Huh. It's a bold move, Cotton.
It is bold, considering the amount of like retro stores around here. That didn't make it?
Oh, yeah, of course. That didn't make it, yeah.
There's like one left.
I'm in a group on Facebook that is like a game collection group. And the guy that runs it has one of those stores. And I feel like that dude is like every weekend driving to a different convention, because that's how you have to make money, is like haggling and shit. Mm-hmm. Every weekend you're spent on the road in a fucking convention. Like, imagine going to the Louisville Arcade Expo every fucking weekend.
Nah.
Yeah, dude. That'd be good. Fucking terrible.
I also, like, obviously I'm not the barometer of this kind of thing, but, like, my retro collecting and gaming was at an all-time peak, like, 10, 11 years ago.
Of course, yeah.
And it also, again, not a barometer here, but it also seems like it's not even close to what it was 10 years ago. Like the interest surrounding it, and even all of the folks that I met that just had a passion for that kind of thing, maybe one or two of them are even interested or have a passion anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It does seem like the bottom sort of fell out. I don't know if it's because I kind of feel it's mostly because like scammers got really involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you could like get ripped off paying like a couple thousand for a
just a repro.
Yeah. Not even know it. Or you would know it, but fuck, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys.
I don't know who's going on eBay or something like they used to and spending that kind of money on a cart. You know, true. Like folks do post like the ROM, you know, the ROM cart on there because there's telltale signs if it's legit, blah, 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 right? But who's to say that that's what you're going to get? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't trust ordering offline like I did 10 years ago. And even then, yeah, I was probably just stupid.
You took some risks. I still like, it's all PlayStation stuff what I get, which is a lot harder to replicate.
Yeah. You know, you've got the disc. More. You've got like the, it's not laser etched, but like the, what am I trying to think of? Like the image.
The copyright protection? Yeah.
Well, not the copyright protection, but even on the disc, like the image. Because
it's like printed on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not just like a laser or a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Which all that garbage was.
Insane.
We talk about crazy YouTube shit, man. You ever watch like restoration videos? You ever gotten into those?
I just watched one on it wasn't a lighter. What was it? Maybe it was a knife sharpener or no, it was the heel of a shoe repair kit.
Okay.
From like the 1920s. And that is not anything I hold any interest in, period, at all. Yeah. Don't give a fuck about shoes. You've seen my shoes. I got weird ass shoes. But that video fucking humped. Why'd you bring that up, Kyle?
Why did I bring that up? because I like restoration videos too. But there's another subset that I've stumbled across before. But I watched like a 42-minute video of this dude, like restore, like completely break down and like give the deepest cleaning I've ever seen to like this rare see-through blue PlayStation 2.
Dude, I was hoping that you were going to bring this up. There's something just like that tickles the fuzzies in your stomach when you watch somebody restore some old, nasty, yellowing Super Nintendo or something. But anyways, this blue see-through PS2?
Yeah, it's a like a special edition of some sort. It's like a super rare one. It's super like
Japan
it's in
only.
Bad shape. I think it might have been a Japan only, but like this dude like completely disassembles the fucking like laser like disc lens reader. Like takes all of that apart and cleans. It's insane how thorough this dude gets. And it is like a brand new thing at the end.
That is insane. I remember being a kid and like my PS1. Remember when the PS1, the laser reader would be a little bit funky and you could hear it in there just trying to go back and forth.
Oh yeah, like clicking.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. And I had a panic attack because I thought my parents were going to kill me for breaking the PlayStation. But like I took out the disc and I like went in there and I just like grabbed it and pushed it all the way back to one end. And I'm like, probably fix it. And then it didn't work for like an hour. But after like an hour freaking out and be like, oh my God, mom's going to kill me.
It fixed itself.
She's going to tell me that dad's going to grab the bell. Yeah. Fixed itself.
Did you ever like decorate your systems in any ways?
No. I have this thing. I think this is such a weird unloading. I think the farthest I ever got on like decorating something was my Pokemon binder, which I don't even have to move.
Huh. Nice.
Is there is right
Those
here.
Those are some classics, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I like that you've even, you've gotten some completely non-Pokemon stickers just mixed in, like that dragon, yeah.
Look at that, like, weird-ass
no,
dragon.
No tie-in to the overall universe or theme. You're just like, fuck it, this hologram dragon looks sweet. I'm putting this on.
Yeah, like, straight up makes no sense. It's just a
You've
old,
got
like,
cards duct tape to the inside? That's yeah, so fucking, that's gnarly. I love
They're in
that.
A top loader or whatever, but they are, yeah, like, a dark Charizard in there. Just, like, some crazy shit. They went into the binder, and they've never come out of the sleeves.
Yeah.
But this is the furthest I've gotten decorating something. And even now I look at it, I'm like, ugh, why did I do that?
I tend to hold on to stickers too. I've only decorated two of my systems. The last one I did was my Dreamcast.
Wow.
And the reason I did it was because the EGM, like, the month before the Dreamcast launched, came with all these Sonic Adventure stickers.
Ooh.
Like in the middle of the magazine, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah,
one of them was like this big thing of Sonic where, like, he's in like this circular pose, like giving the thumbs up and pointing.
Yep. I know, and exactly, it was like, which one you're talking about.
It was the exact perfect size to fit perfectly on the Dreamcast like lid cover. So I put that on there. The worst one though was my poor first PlayStation. For some reason, I covered it in, like, the McDonald's Monopoly, like, sticker pieces. Because, you know, they had, like, the peelable back so they could go on the game board. And when we would have doubles, I would just put them on my PlayStation. That thing was covered in them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It was very white trash.
It's too permanent for me.
Yeah. I don't know why I did it.
Like, I can... give me 100 magnets. I like putting magnets all over a fridge. That's awesome.
Yeah, because they're not permanent.
They're not permanent. The moment that I start thinking about putting, like, there's not a sticker that's going on my car unless it's like one of those peelable vinyls that you can just take right off. Yeah, that gives me anxiety thinking about it.
This is funny though, because you have what, one tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have none, though, because the same reason, like, that's permanent. Why would I do that?
Yeah, who knows? Half the time, I kid you not, dude, I forget that I have a tattoo.
I forget that you have it, for sure.
Yeah, like, straight up get out of the shower. And the way that I get out of the shower, like, I never really turn towards that side.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, once a week, I'll just turn the right way. So I'm looking at my left side. I'm like, oh, shit. I have a tattoo. Damn. Look at that.
I'm hardcore, bro.
yeah, I'm hardcore with my Shakespeare. Fucking A. Oh, man. Dude.
I guess,
permanence, yeah, man. No, it was really cool. Talking about PlayStation and, like, themed consoles, like special editions from Japan.
Yeah.
I thought when the PS4 had the PlayStation 30th anniversary or whatever it was, 20th anniversary console that came out. You remember that? And it had
the
gray controller with...
Oh, yeah. It looked like the classic...
Yeah, and if you looked very closely at it, it had, like, the square, X, triangle, circle all over it, just, like, in these very tiny print. Man, I wanted that thing so bad, and I had it in my cart. And I was like, why am I going to spend this much money on it? And I got it out of my cart. And the next second, I was like, oh, no, let me get it. Immediately was sold out.
Damn.
They're all selling for, like, $2,000.
Is that the one that you miss the most, that you wish you would have got?
Probably. There's never really been a console that I really wanted just because it was special edition, outside of the Animal Crossing Switch, which
true,
I got.
True. You did get that, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's cool because I like it's like the muted pastel colors.
Yeah, and on the back of it, on the back of the Switch, screen or dock, whatever, it's kind of engraved with all of the characters.
Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just some like sticker slapped on it or whatever. I wasn't a sucker for all of the Zelda 3DSs and stuff that came out. Like, all those people obsessed about those.
The only one of those that I thought looked cool, they released one of those ones that looked like SNES and had the same color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And I wished I would have got one of those. But not the only one that I missed was a Japan only thing. They released for a PS3 for Final Fantasy 13 that was like this bright light pink and it had lightning. She was like engraved on it. And I wanted one of those so badly. I still do. I've looked them up. Like I looked one up a couple months ago. Like
they can't be cheap.
Oh, they're not cheap. And I would have to like fully convert it to play because it's a Japan only console. So it wouldn't even play the games.
Oh, because they were region locked back then? Fuck me. Yeah. Man, I'm so glad that I have never really paid attention to the systems that come out in different countries. Well, mainly Japan. I just know that they do. Just usually because of that, looking up older systems and being like, I should get one of these and being blown away by the sheer amount of special edition BS that they got over us.
Oh yeah, there was also that we found that out with what was that Waterworld that it didn't even get a North American release. We were playing like the UK
European
weird ass like 50 hertz PAL version or whatever.
So weird how that how that stuff works out. It's interesting looking up different versions of older games like that had like the pale versions and the US versions. And like you can look at articles and like people reviewing it and them saying, oh, this is the definitive version of this. Don't play this version. Play, you know, seek out this one from the UK. This is the much better version.
Or like, you know, speedrunners that all run like the Japanese version of the game because it does the text quicker or like some weird third like foreign language that like, you know, 100,000 people speak that can get the characters in like one screen. So
I just listened to this video. It's so sad that I say that, like the amount of videos that I listen to versus the ones that I watch. It's got to be like 200%, like way more. Just having them on in the background. I don't even know what was being shown on the screen when this was being talked about, but I was listening to this video about different speed runs that like changed the speed running world. And I believe it was Mario 64. This person started running Mario 64 on this Chinese only console.
Yeah.
That saved so much time. And by so much time, you're talking about like minutes, you know, but that's so much time in this world. And I just remember thinking while listening, like, what the hell are they talking about? I think I was prepping something for work, for lunch. And I just like put down a knife, ripped off gloves, like turned around, grabbed the phone, rewound it a little bit. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, it was a I've seen that as a Chinese only console that once people realized like all the speedrunners started ordering them off like the Chinese version of eBay.
IQ.
But one of the things was because I believe the game was just installed on the memory, it would load faster. It wasn't taking it from the cartridge or whatever. It was just sort of there. So yeah, it would just inherently have faster speed times.
Yeah.
And that's why I think eventually they decided to open up like computer emulation because they originally didn't, but then people were using those to get around like the console only clarification, and then they were just like, well, fuck it, run it on whatever, we'll just have different categories
so, yeah Actually, like while you're talking about that, looking up the IQ player on Wikipedia, I didn't realize that this thing didn't come out until almost 2004.
Yeah, that so, too, yeah.
Holy shit. So this came out in like 2004 with Wave Race 64, Star Fox 64. Could you imagine this console coming out a full almost 8 years after these games came out everywhere else and be like, this is the shit. We are living in the future.
It's no, dude. Do you not remember like the commercials for the fucking 801 cartridge shit?
Yes. Or I still see those every time Christmas comes around.
Do you, they still run those commercials? That's hilarious. They were like,
well, not the commercials. I get the ads consoles.
Those are, I remember seeing those commercials and being like, God, those got to be just like the shittiest games. And I always remember like, dude, with games, it's not, it's always been quality over quantity. Who cares if they're 8,000 games? I think it was Angry Video Game Nerd maybe did a thing where he played a couple of those and like, it's something like half the games are just reskins of other games. And then half of those games don't even like work past the first level.
Yeah.
Cause they're just garbage code that people dumped onto shit.
Someone's grandkid who just does the shit in study hall or whatever. Yeah, they call exactly. It
and like spent all this time making the first screen and the first level and then crapped out the rest and somebody bought it and put it on this thing.
Honestly, that's it. I thought you were talking about, do you remember when the NES Classic came out and then all of a sudden everywhere you looked on Facebook, well, at least for me, I was getting nonstop ads for basically bootleg NES Classics that were just ROM dumped of every game that came out on that system. But the problem is those emulating system whatevers are just humongous hunks of garbage. They work for 10 minutes and then they just die. Which I don't know how you can even legally sell those.
I don't either. I think there's got to be some. Although Nintendo is historically incredibly litigious.
Exactly. Dude, I, on the daily, if I click on, I could right now click on Facebook Marketplace and be hit with 10 different people selling 3DSs full of every single game that the 3DS and DS ever came out with. Like how, like good for you. First off, good for you. That's awesome. But man, how are you getting away with this? You can't keep getting away with it.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Also, wrapping back to what we started off on.
Oh,
I think that stuff like that is a big reason why the bottom just is falling out of the retro gaming market. Yeah. You can literally just buy a system, buy a flash cart, buy a flash cartridge for pretty much any system you have that has almost any game on it.
I need to get a Saturn emulator and fucking play Panzer Dragoon Saga finally. That's like always been my white whale of gaming.
Well, I know you have a Steam Deck now. And
oh, yeah.
Know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows how to do that.
All right, well, we can sail out to international waters later and discuss it. But before that, Shawnee boy, how about we do the other thing we were going to talk about? Let's do some holiday video game hype.
Okay. I will fully admit, prior to hopping on here, I did a little deep dive into even what's coming out soon, because I don't exactly have my finger on the pulse of this kind of thing. A lot of the hype about things I get from you or, you know, other folks in the chat, I didn't even know that Concord was a thing until after it released, which was roughly 4 days before the whole thing got shut down.
Yeah.
Which is probably,
on the other hand,
you know, why you got shut down.
We're counting holiday season as anything past today, which at the time of this recording, I think is the Astrobot release day, which I do want to mention because I am fully hype on that game. And it came out today with almost like universal nines and tens and near
praise
perfects.
And adoration.
Yeah.
So, enough to get Micah to go to a GameStop to
sure,
try to get
yeah.
it. Which is another
bring that back around.
Wraps back to that.
Yeah. So that's pretty pretty fucking kick ass. I am excited about that one, and that one counts, but just wanted to get that one out of the way out of the gate. So
I think absolutely counts. It is the beginning of September. Yep. Man, this has been a weird year. Yesterday I was talking to somebody and I was like, I guess it's not going by that fast. It's only July. And then I was like, wait, no, it's August. Wait, fuck me.
It's September. Somebody
Jesus
gotta make
Christ.
Up. Right.
I do look forward to that game, but unfortunately for me, it probably will be one of those. I'll pick it up Black Friday. And honestly, most of these are probably going to be the same situation because of something I'll get into after, but
there is one that I definitely will get on launch, and there's one that's a maybe.
What's your launch date snag?
So my launch date snag is absolutely going to be the Silent Hill 2 remake.
Oh, I just learned about that a couple days ago.
Yeah,
that's coming out in October. Early October.
I wasn't super hype on it when it was first announced, but the more that they've been showing and the more that I've seen, it looks so fucking cool, man. Like, they just announced all kinds of, like, they have a full-on filter set that will make it look like you're playing it on the PS2 on a CRT TV. Like, even, that, like, they'll make it look like the PS2 graphics. Like
that right there, that kind of, that makes me laugh. It's like, man, check out this game. I can't wait for you to see how awesome this looks remastered. Also, the first thing you're going to do is make it look like a PlayStation 2 game. So
that's
here
the
you
coolest
go.
Thing about the Halo 1 remaster. Have you ever played that?
Yep.
Dude, that's
from
so
the
cool.
Collection.
You just press the button and switch back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
You could do that, I believe, with all of them.
All of them that have like Halo 1 had like the biggest skin map improvement because it had that old school. It didn't have bump mapping. You remember when they advertised the shit out of bump mapping?
Dude.
Halo 2? I do.
Buzzwords. Love it. Okay, so that's definite launch day. That's October 8th, which is coming out with something I'm snagging, if not prior to. But I'm snagging that day is the first expansion for Diablo 4.
The Vessel of Hatred. That's another one that's definitely on my list. I don't know if I'll get it at launch again because, yeah, it's the same time as Silent Hill 2.
Yeah.
But probably not long after, if not on the same day. So
this is not good. This is not good for me, Kyle.
Why?
They are making Diablo 4, like, they are fixing everything that was wrong with Diablo 4, and I cannot begin to tell you how much time that I lost to and sank into Diablo 3. Like, when I was playing Diablo 3, was the same time I was playing Destiny 1, and it was just between the two of those games. Non-stop back and forth for a year.
I kind of was in that same boat. I played the absolute shit out of Diablo 3 and Halo, or Destiny 1, because I was in like a clan with a couple other like guys in Diablo that were really fucking good, and they would just like kind of carry me through all kinds of high level shit.
The amount of content that is packed in, like, it was so bare bones a year ago, and I enjoyed it. I liked it. I fell off on like season 3. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of the same thing over and over again. But holy freaking God, I haven't even scratched the surface of what you can do in that game. And I just hit, I think, level 87. And I started this character 4 days ago.
I think you hit me up. You and Sarah played that game for like 10 hours that day.
Monday, we played from 12:30. You played with us for like half an hour. We didn't stop playing till 9 o'clock that night.
Yeah. 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 So definitely 9-10 hours. And I was, yeah, you guys were fucking just farming like crazy. And I got so much in like the limited time I was in there. I can only imagine what the fuck. So,
yeah, I've leveled up 4 times today alone and I played for 40 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm pretty hype. Yeah, the Vessel of Hatred coming out on October 8th. That is a big reason. When I said I'll get into why I'm not really going to get anything off the rip.
Because you know you're going to get that and just sink everything all, into it. Yeah.
All I'm going to be playing for the next 3 months is Diablo.
Yeah.
So between that and yesterday, the first of several kickstarted, whatever, backer-kitted board games came in. So.
Oh, fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, so the first one of that came in. I just got an email notification today that another one is about to start fulfillment. And then I'm about a month away from the Elder Scrolls one being fulfilled. And yeah, it's board game season. It's Diablo season. Sorry, video games.
That's what you got to deal with, video games. Well, I've got a couple more that I'm a little hype on that aren't going to take up hopefully as much as my time as Diablo until, you know, Monster Hunter Wilds comes out next year.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that right now because it's not into next year.
I was wondering if you said, I was thinking that when you said holiday season means anything after now.
Oh,
in my head, I'm like, does that include until next year's holiday season? Because Monster Hunter Wilds, here we come.
We're not talking about that one yet. We'll wait till after 2024. Then we'll, I'll give the audience that much.
Okay.
But no, one that I'm looking forward to as well is the Mario and Luigi Brothership RPG.
I did not even hear about that game.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever played in either of the other two Mario and Luigi Brother RPGs, they're really fucking good.
They are good. I played one of the ones on 3DS.
Yeah, there's the 3DS and I think just a regular DS version. Or no, the first one's a Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy Advance. That one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mario and Luigi, the Superstar Saga, I believe is the name of that.
So is it a remaster or a brand new game?
No, I think it's a brand new game. It's a
whole new, shnikes.
Yeah, it's like a whole new storyline and everything. So
November 7th?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's right around the corner.
Dude, I'm telling you, this holiday fucking gaming season, baby.
Okay, looking through Nintendo's upcoming launches, I'm very excited and optimistic. One of the games I was going to bring to the table right off the rip was going to be The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom.
Yeah.
I don't care about every weirdo video game nerd getting all up in arms that this is a starring of Zelda, but now they're mad at that, but now they're mad that you can also play as Link. I don't know. Uproars, shut the fuck up.
Uproar.
I don't care. Yeah. It's looking like it's more of a Zelda game that I am into.
It's like a puzzle-esque type more.
Yeah, it feels...
Which is tight.
It has more of an older school play to it anyways. I've learned rather recently, I actually do enjoy the new Switch Zeldas just when I'm not playing it and I'm only listening to an hour's worth of lore.
Oh, yeah. Fascinating. Yeah. 100%. 100% with you there. Let's go.
Like, I don't want to play them, but I'll listen. I've listened to like 10 hours worth of like breaking down, talking about timeline shit. I'm here for that.
I watched one yesterday that was like the Link that failed that was talking about the one that trained you in, I believe, Twilight Princess, who's based on.
Oh, yeah, the Link.
He's based on the Link.
You're
from
both Zeldas.
Link to the Past split where he doesn't beat Ganon.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and he's bitter that he got forgotten. He never got famous.
Yeah, the the Forgotten Hero. Yes. Or that he also that he failed and Ganon won in that timeline.
Yep.
It's good shit, man.
Yeah, he just was never needed because he went back in time to warn the others about him. And so he was never needed.
It's wild shit.
I think I watched the same one.
I'm sure. Yeah, we have very similar algorithms.
Have you watched the one where somebody tries to solve the mystery of all of the maps of Hyrule and tries to piece all of the games together into one map?
Oh, I haven't watched that. I think I've seen it. I was watching one today that some dude was like tracing the path of all the rivers in like Hyrule and why none of them go to the ocean. Mm-hmm. And I was like 10 minutes into it.
I saw that
and
video.
It was like, it was 45 minutes and I was like, man, I don't fucking care. And I closed it.
I was like, I saw that God video and I didn't care to click it.
Yeah. I was like, I don't care. I stopped. Another one that I'm excited for, although I don't know if I'd count it holiday season. I'm still not sure if I'll get this holiday season or if I'll wait for a sale, but definitely interested in Black Ops 6.
Okay.
I always like the Black Ops games because they have really fucking cool stories. I hope this one continues that. The multiplayers are kind of hit and miss because they get into that weirdo future jump around jet booty shit. I don't know what we're going to do with Black Ops 6. So
I don't care for that kind of mode.
I generally don't either. So that's why I want to see where we're going to end up with it first.
Sure. That screams to me. Pick up next spring.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Excited to see where it goes. Honestly, just yesterday, uninstalled Call of Duty off my computer because I haven't loaded it in 2 months. And I got my time and money's worth out of that game.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't feel that, you know, sunken time fallacy, whatever. Don't care.
you have your fun with it. Go ahead.
I mean, I've got a lot off of this list that I am excited for. I look forward to seeing how they get reviewed, and I will be keeping my eyes peeled for when they go on sale. The next one, I kind of rose my eyebrows. I was surprised to see that Lollipop Chainsaw is getting a remake.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that one up on ones that I'm actually not too hype on. I think what I've seen of the remaster, they haven't done like a great job. It's kind of rough.
Well, then never mind. I'm not that hyped.
Yeah.
I'm more excited for that than Dead Rising.
I've heard kind of the same thing about the Dead Rising remake too, which is unfortunate because those are both Capcom releases and Capcom has generally been crushing it. So I like that you brought it up. I think both of those, we should both wait and see what reviews end up saying.
Yeah.
I am interested. But I'm more tepid on those two for sure.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that was also on your radar, and I appreciate the heads up on that.
One other, while we're talking Capcom, I'll go ahead and throw this other one in here that's on the radar, which is the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection. Is that what you're going to bring up too?
I was actually going to transition into a, speaking of remakes and re-releases.
I think that one does look really cool. I've always been like a more than casual fan of those games, but still same. On the casual side.
I've never picked it up at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I'm at an arcade and I see a Marvel versus Capcom, I'm playing it. I'm getting a couple rounds in.
I had the third or the fourth one that came out on PlayStation 3 or 4.
The one that like immediately left the PSN network for like licensing issues.
Maybe it was the one like it had serious balance issues at first. It's apparently in a good spot now, but it was one of those I didn't like because they didn't do hand-drawn sprites. It was like 3D models and it's just not the same. That's why I'm interested in those, because those the 3D models in the Marvel versus Capcom or the 2D sprite work is so good in those games.
It's amazing.
So
That is an interesting one that is split up between, that's going to be out in a couple of weeks or next week, September 12th. Or if you wait until November, there is a physical release of that game coming out at the end of November. I will say the only way I would pick that up, though, is if it has a similar pricing tier to how the Street Fighter collections went. And I'm talking like it better not be over $35.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it is, to be honest with you. We'll have to wait and see.
I would hope so. Because
MSRP is robot voice. I don't know.
That was I thought you were looking it up. There's a new Super Mario Party coming out.
Is there? I don't have that on my list. That's interesting.
Yeah, mid-October, Jamboree.
I want to love the Mario Party series. I've always been a big fan of them in theory, but most people don't like them.
In theory, I should love them, but I feel like more other people get way more excited about them than I do. So, I don't know.
And then some people just outright hate them. I always liked when we do Mario Party for the stream, though.
The stream?
Because where else am I going to get four people together to play Mario Party? And, like, there's, you kind of have to. What the fuck else are we doing for 24 hours? It's the perfect time.
Perfect time. Let's play this for the next 9 hours. Surely nobody will hate that.
Maybe I should do that this year. Just do Mario Party and have other people jump on and play with me.
I would pick
not
it up
the whole
that.
Time, but like in one of the chunks of it.
Yeah. Between that and Jackbox, I feel like a lot of the world has just transitioned from that into something like Jackbox, where you have a little bit more creative, like your own personal creativity or niche jokes. I don't know.
Man, some of the most fun I've had is playing Jackbox with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is such a blast, man.
Yeah. I look forward to doing that again soon.
I got one more that I'm going to classify as interested in, but I'm really more interested in like watching other people play it. But that's Stalker 2.
Okay. Did you play the first Stalker?
No, and that's the thing. Like, I've never played it. Like, looking at it, I would absolutely fucking hate it. But it's one of those that, like, the lore and the shit in the game is so interesting and has, like, its own mystique or, like, legendary status to it that it's interesting enough that I'm looking forward to other people playing it and dissecting and seeing them talk about it. So I'm interested in it for that aspect.
I feel like that is one of the games that I'll hop on, see it on Twitch or see some content on YouTube and be like, all right, let me check this out. I don't see myself ever spending money on that, much like this next game. This seems like the year and holiday season for a lot of reboots or just remakes in general, or re-releases with maybe a nicer painting, a nicer coat of paint. Who the fuck's going to spend $60 on Until Dawn?
Oh, like that's getting, that's $60 for a remake of Until Dawn?
And it's not even a remake. It's just a fresh coat of paint for the PS5.
I like that game. I was so disappointed when, like, it's only Wendigos the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it would be so much cooler if there were, like, different serial killer situations you could get into, and that if they were more randomized, like.
I hope right now that I triggered somebody by saying, who the fuck's going to spend money on that? And someone like listening goes, oh man, I'm so excited for that. I'm getting that. And you're just like, you just completely spoil the entire game.
Oh, the only person I would know who would do that is Lanham. Lanham's a big, he liked Until Dawn, I think, a lot.
Mitch did too. And don't get me wrong, I liked that as well. But like, also, I think it was free at one point. Like, anybody who's going to be hype about a game like that has probably already played Until Dawn or knows the story. So how are you spending $60 on that?
Sure.
I don't even like spending $20 on the other games because there's almost no replayability.
There's no replayability. There's no real variation. That's one of those. There's another great YouTube channel I watch called Gaming Harry. That's all he does is like break down horror video game shit. And he's done videos on every single one of the other games in that series that have released. So like the Until Dawn, the Man of Medine, the Quarry, like all of these different ones that like that same company has made. And I enjoy just watching those because it's just like all the story beats. He breaks everything down. They're like 25 to 45 minutes and there's,
yeah.
Oh, they're so fun. I love that shit. Because I'm not going to play it, but I'm interested in what the fuck goes on.
Yeah. And then you have other things. One that is kind of on my radar is going to be Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake. I'm a fan of those games. I like those. Yeah. They're easy sit down. You know, the old school RPG, play it on the Switch, play it on the Steam Deck. But, you know, one of those two, sit down, play it on the couch. But I don't know. I don't see myself really having time to be able to play a lot of these games, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like, I've kind of covered everything that I want to. There's a lot more stuff coming out, but it's really not stuff I'm interested in. There's a new Assassin's Creed. There's another Dragon Ball game, which I'm a Dragon Ball dork, but man, I am set on Dragon Ball games.
Yeah.
There's a new Dragon Age, which again, like, I've played the first one and I didn't really like it. I'm really not into that series that much. I don't like fantasy as a whole. I much prefer sci-fi. So mm-hmm.
It's a hard sell. I'm with on you there, I think, for the most part. Also, like, it feels like more of a time sink that doesn't have a repeating hook. Like, I feel like I've mentioned this either last week or the week before, or maybe when I was mentioning Diablo again, I don't know. Which is kind of weird because I can sit here and sink hundreds of hours into Diablo doing the same thing over and over again. And when I'm not doing that, I'm doing research on the side, you know, the best, you know, farm this guy over and over again because it has X percentage, X statage. You know, I'm filling up a notebook with stuff, right?
Yeah.
So for me to say I don't have time to play that game seems pretty ridiculous, but I don't have time for that shit.
You know what you're about.
Yeah. Get me the gameplay loop. Other things coming out this year, and actually really soon, I think as of today, Beetlejuice is in theaters. I'm going to be seeing that soon, I think. And the new Joker movie comes out in less than a month, I think.
Yeah.
So those are the only two movies I know coming out.
Cuckoo is out right now. I want to go see it. I wanted to go see it last weekend. I didn't get a chance. Hopefully I get one coming up. Maybe that's one we could talk about in the near future.
I don't even think that's playing anywhere near me.
No. I know we were also looking to kind of wrap up and see where we wanted to go for the rest of the month. And I know looking just a bit farther down the road, we've got Brookstober coming up.
Yes. So
I'm half torn. I know both of us have watched Long Legs.
We sure have.
And we could totally do that, but I don't know if that counts on stepping on the horror toes, but also we don't give a fuck about the rules around here.
No. Hold on. That's not even a horror movie. That's a Nick Cage movie. Don't get it twisted. No?
Yeah, oh, well, on the subject of Brookstober, I sent this to him, but I didn't send it to you. But I would like to at least get one night where the three of us again get together on Twitch and play through some Phantasmophobia for a little bit. I think
that sounds awful.
I know, but awful and fun.
Awful. Okay. If we do that though, I really want to figure out a way for on the stream for you to be able to capture my video feed as well.
We should be able to. We could definitely even do like some practice and test runs beforehand. Cause I would like to do that too. Get you and Brooks like this video capture of the two of you or Facebook style, and then be able to have the three of us. Cause I know it's possible because a YouTube channel I like, they do something similar. Cause one of their guys had COVID, so they were doing gameplay video with him at his house, and they were watching and reacting. So I know there's a way we should be able to.
I mean, I would imagine, so this is just a show talk that I could say for after, but I'll forget anyways. I would imagine something along the lines of, you know how Skype or Zoom, you can have just equally sized video feeds? Is that you just screen capture that, make it smaller, so it's all three of us or the two of us, say, because that actually sounds like a fun idea for the two of us to do a stream just playing something together like that, completely separate from this, and just capture that feed instead of your webcam as the feed of us.
So like on this, like if I did, there's a way like, I can do it on here. Yeah, I know. There
you
go.
You pop it out and then you can like make us be however we do it. But yeah.
Yep. Exactly like this. And then, yeah, I could just capture this or like, you know, exactly. Again, we'll discuss this further off the show. But I like this idea. That's something we should flirt with in the next
I think that's fantastic. And that is something that I would be down to do a couple of times through October.
Sure. Okay.
I think that's fantastic. So going back to the post that we had put up last week, Phil did follow up with, if you want something, if you want a somewhat less jokey answer, September is when everybody is fully back to school. There are so many high school or college movies out there to choose from, comedic, dramatic, or otherwise. Back to school September as another option.
It made me think of this movie I used to watch on Comedy Central all the time called Summer School. There's also Fast Times at Ridgemont High. There are a lot of high school movies. Varsity
Dazed
Blues?
And Confused, is that?
We did Dazed and Confused before.
No, a long time ago. Yeah, that doesn't count. That's before Sean.
That was during September too, because it was Stoner Movie September.
Oh shit!
So it would be so weird to cover.
Oh, that's a mind twist, man.
Yeah. But yeah, there are a shocking amount. Superbad would count, right?
Superbad counts. Yeah,
I think so.
He's literally in school drawing penises on everything.
We can think on it some more, but I like this. I like this pitch, Phil. I like it a lot.
Okay.
Anybody else chime in with more?
No, that was it. He just kind of did the follow up to his previous sexual thriller September.
I also did like that one. I'm not opposed to it. Or we could combine them and do one of each flip flop.
I'm glad that we didn't jump straight into one of these, though. I really needed this week to just have a shits and giggles unwind. We watched, we went and saw the new Alien movie.
Oh, did you like it?
We were able to catch it. Dude, that movie ruled.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They've already got another one that they've announced, too, that looks really fucking cool, where the aliens come to Earth.
Sick. Sign me up.
Yeah, it'll be cool. I like everything in the Alien series. I don't think there's really a bad one. I like 3 and I like Resurrection, and I don't give a shit who judges me for it. Fuck you.
For everybody that said, "Oh, it's just, you know, following the Alien formula." Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, it rules. That formula kicks ass.
There's a reason why they do it. And guess what? Doing a like a 1970s alien movie with 2024 like
special effects.
Special effects and stuff is fucking awesome.
Holy jeez. Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome. Oh, let's do that. What if we do Sandler September, where we just watch Adam Sandler flicks?
That's not even twisting my arm. I love Sandler movies.
From a little Nicky impression I just pulled out of my ass. Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
I'm here for it.
All right, that's another. We'll come to a conclusion off air, and then it'll be a surprise what we get to next week.
Sandler September.
Sandler September. I mean, there's not many we can do, but there's enough to fill out the rest of this month for sure.
Yeah, 8 crazy nights, because we'll never do a Christmas movie when it's supposed
to.
That's
true. We could absolutely do Hanukkah movies, though. That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good damn point.
Precisely. But I got to go figure out. I was made aware recently that I am the first choice of Brooke Stober, and I haven't even... I thought about what I wanted to watch like a month ago, and I had it pretty much set in stone, but I thought it was too early to message the group, and now I have no idea what it was.
I really gotta think what I'm doing this year, because I feel like I've dropped the ball the last two Brookstobers.
Really?
I feel like, I haven't really brought it, either of them. Like, both my
Tales from the Hood sucked.
Yeah, it really did. Tales from the Hood really did suck. And then last year, I feel like my selection wasn't that hot either. I can't remember what I did.
Wasn't last year Tales from the Hood?
Was that last year? Then the year before was also not good. Yeah, Tales from the Hood was not a good one. We'll look that up too. But yeah, I got to bring it, man. I got to do something different. So we'll see.
What did we do? Brookstober. Monster Squad, Ghostbusters, Carrion, Terrify. Oh, wow.
We did Ghostbusters?
We didn't. Tales from the Hood, Blood Red Sky, Event Horizon, Phasmophobia, Brain Scan, maybe?
I didn't pick Brain Scan. Brooks. That was Brooks. Blood Red Sky was him, too. Blood Red Sky was him. That was the vampire chick.
Yeah, the vampire on an airplane.
Uh-huh. Which wasn't that as bad. I remember really liking that movie.
Yeah, it was all right. It's really talked about. Speaking of vampires, we're watching Interview with a Vampire, the series that was made a couple of years ago. It's really fucking good.
Is it?
It's really good.
That's a fucking great movie. I'm surprised we haven't done that yet.
And it's, I guess, more akin to the book. Like a lot of this stuff that the movie avoided. I don't know. I haven't read it. I haven't seen the movie.
I've read that book, and I've read, what is it? Shadow of the Damned?
Another Anne Rice thing?
Yeah, that's another Lestat. That's Lestat where it's set in modern times, where he becomes a fucking rock star. And then
what?
Yeah. Jonathan Davis did the soundtrack. He wrote like all the rock star songs. And then the soundtrack's cool because he had all these other different like big new metal people come in, and like every one of them guests on one of the songs. Like, it's really good, man. The movie sucks ass, to clarify.
Yeah.
Queen of the Damned. Queen of the Damned. That's the name of the movie.
Queen of the Damned is in the same universe?
Lestat is the guy that the Queen of the Damned wants. She's the vampire queen, and she's getting involved with him, and Lestat is like, he's a rock star.
That's the one with Aaliyah, right?
Uh-huh. That's it.
No way!
Yeah, bro. That's Anne Rice. That's Vampire Lestat Chronicle.
That's sick.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
And like I said, but the best part of the movie is the fucking soundtrack.
Yeah.
Because in the movie, Jonathan Davis is performing all of them from Korn. And like I said, on the actual soundtrack, it's all different people doing guest vocals for each one. And they're all really good.
That's blowing my fucking mind.
Yeah. It is, right? It's crazy.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Right on.
Have you, have you never seen the movie?
No, I've seen that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. Okay. I got to ask, which one was yours? Because this is actually what I've been doing as well.
Oh, you've been looking at the Brookstober stuff? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we did Event Horizon.
That was me. That
was you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that movie was all right.
I guess it was. That was last year. What were the other two? Let me see.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Tales from the Hood was last year.
Yeah.
The other two from 2 years ago was Ghostbusters and the Monster Squad.
Okay.
And then I think the last one was Hubie Halloween, but that was the lost episode.
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's right. And Ghostbusters... Ghostbusters isn't the movie. That's when we played Phasmophobia, and we
Phasmophobia was an episode as well.
Really? Oh, then I do not remember watching.
But that's from the year before.
I do not remember watching Ghostbusters for this fucking show.
This is my fourth Brookstober, I think.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's
fucking crazy.
I'm excited. I gotta redeem myself from Tales from the Hood.
Okay. Man, I have a movie that I want to do. I have a movie, but it's one of those, like, you'll either really enjoy it or really hate it.
Okay.
Movies. Have you watched Lake Mundo?
I have seen Lake Mundo, but I would watch it again. Okay. I don't think Brooks has seen it, so that would be a good one.
I'm leaning that way. I'm unsure, though. Unsure. Anyways, that doesn't matter. Don't even know what we're talking about next week. So
we don't, but we will by the time next week hits, folks. But until then, Sean, what can they do?
Folks, you can go ahead and, I don't know, enjoy the next week like you're going to enjoy the rest of the 2024. Wow, that sucked real bad. Go fuck off.
Sean. Okay. It's low key and I think fairly easy. Would you rather eat tacos with green chive onions or chopped up red onion?
Wait, what kind of tacos are we talking about?
Just meat, ground beef, cheese, you know, just taco.
Are you envisioning in your head like a Taco Bell taco? Or are you thinking like a street taco?
Yeah, more like a street taco. That's why it's like, it's got the chives, which are fancy, like, you know, those type of onions, or the red onion. So,
well, I think really diced minced red onion on a street taco is better than chives. Whereas I prefer chives on one that's more like a Taco Bell-ish, like Americanized one.
I like the rationalization for both. I'll allow it.
Let's get it on. That needs to come back. Oh, it did, and it sucked. Never mind.
Yeah, of course.
Bye.